Tunisia's nominated prime minister has set priorities of his future government. Youssef El-Shahed now has 4 weeks to present his cabinet to the parliament.
We have 5 priorities. First, winning the war on terror. Second, launching war on corruption and the corrupt people. Third, escalating the growth rate of the economy to create jobs. Fourth, balancing public finances. And fifth, providing a clean environment.
2 months ago, 9 political parties signed President Bejiqaid Sibsi's initiative to form a national unity government. 3 of them have withdrawn from negotiations and rejected the nomination of Youssef El-Shahed.
Youssef El-Shahed has been imposed by the President of the Republic. It is unacceptable to withdraw confidence from the government on Saturday and to designate one cabinet member as new premier a few days later.
Observers argue that the formation of a national unity government is a political maneuver from President El-Sebsi.
The new premier's cabinet is not a national unity government. It's the government of the President of the Republic and his main allies. Shahed will face a fierce opposition during his confidence vote at the parliament.
After 5 years of turmoil since the 2011 revolution, Tunisians are still hoping for political stability.
Many Tunisians believe that a 41-year-old prime minister is a suitable figure to lead the country, while others doubt that argument and say an inexperienced politician will not improve the social, economic, and security situation. Adnan Chaweshi, Press TV, Tunis.